As we look at what's happening from the livestock perspective, cattle have got to be pretty ecstatic when it comes to dropping the corn price like we've seen as of late, but we're not seeing a lot of movement when it comes off the counter.
No. The product at the wholesale product is just not backing off enough, and it needs to so that it can stimulate some good demand. You know, the grocery stores have continued to just hold their prices there and without any featuring, so to speak. And in the meantime, the talk of some rains, you know, over the past week, you had some rains go through Texas and Oklahoma. That said, you know, if that continues, that's certainly because those rains were beautiful and a nice reprieve. Some of the best rains they've had in probably, 3 years. Certainly gave some hope and optimism to the cattle industry in that region, not to mention if it starts to continue on, it will give the sense of security that maybe the drought is broken totally, and then we start to catch some rains into the western Corn Belt, the far western Corn Belt, and then, of course, it's the Dakotas and Montana where cattle are produced up there. You might start to see a good demand build for those feeder cattle. And you've got to see feeder cattle prices look pretty dynamic to entice some holding back of these heifers to for breeding purposes.
We had a cold storage report that came out yesterday, Sue. Hog numbers were up. Is it because of that report?
Well, yeah. Not as good as you'd think. But we've got August hogs up $1.37 here this morning. That cold storage report showed from the month that, you know, back in June, I think we were up 3-point-something% over a year ago. And just since June through July, we have dropped to 5% less than a year ago in product. Hams was the only cut that seemed to have an increase, but everything else was less. I think that speaks of good demand for the pork product and probably some exports.